If you would turn to the book of James. The book of James is near the end of your Bible. It's right after the book of Hebrews. So it might be easier to find Hebrews and then turn to the book of James. I'm going to read from James chapter 1, and my text will be verses 19 through 25. I would encourage you to keep your Bibles marked to this spot. I will be coming back. It is my text. And as I read it, I will remind you that this is the very Word of God. James chapter 1, verse 19. For this you know, my beloved brethren. But everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. Let's pray. Now, Lord, this is a good passage. It's also a worrisome passage. It says it's possible for us to delude ourselves. It's possible for us to forget what kind of person we are. It's possible to not be blessed in what we do. So, Lord, this is a warning passage, really. Yes, it's a good passage. It tells us about the precious Word of God and how it can change us. Lord, the fact that we need to be eager to listen to it and not be so quick to reject it. Lord, I wonder how many times in the 50-plus years that I've been a believer, I've looked in the mirror and forgotten. Lord, I ask that you'd help us this morning as we look into the mirror of your word in this passage. That is, we'll see not only ourselves, but also the Lord Jesus, the perfect law of liberty. Lord, I pray. Amen. This morning's message is actually a continuation from last Sunday. Last week we saw that what the Bible is. It is the very words of God. We looked at how to read it, and that is in context, and the fact that we have the Holy Spirit's help to understand it. Today, we see what you should do after you read it and understand it. What should we do after, if the Holy Spirit has helped us to understand it, and God has given it to us, and we can read it, what do we do about it? Now look at verse 19, James 1, 19. This you know, my beloved brethren. Now, I think what he's referring to is back in verses 18 and above. Now, notice, because it says, verse 19, this you know, my beloved brethren, but, so now he's introducing something else. So the issue is, what is it that we know? Well, look at verse 18. We know this, that in the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures. What is it we know? We know that through his will, we were born again through the word of God. It was the will of God to use the word of God to bring us to life. It was the will of God to use the word of God to bring us to life. 1 Peter 1:23 says, being born again through the living and enduring word of God. We're born again through the word of God. Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. James now goes on to show that it is still the word of God that enables us to continue in the Christian life. So we are saved by the word of God, but we live saved by the word of God. I believe it's a gradual process. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. So the Spirit is changing us. Incrementally, it's transforming us. He's transforming us to be into the image of Christ. Now, we have that ability because of salvation and because of the Holy Spirit. But we are looking in the mirror to see ourselves being transformed into the image of Christ. This spiritual transformation process is called sanctification. Sanctification that means to become holy, being made holy. So just as the Word of God plays the pivotal role in your being born again, it continues playing a pivotal role in living born again. Let me repeat. Just as the Word of God plays the pivotal role in your being born again, that's verse 18. It continues playing a pivotal role in living born again. That's verses 19 through 25. So I see three elements here. First of all, to grow as a Christian, you need to hear God's word. To grow as a Christian, you need to be exposed to God's word. You need to read it. You need to hear it. In some respects, verse 19 serves as a theme for this book. Look at verse 19. For this you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, so to speak, slow to anger. James will have more to say in this book about the tongue and about anger. But verse 19 kind of reminds us of the book of Proverbs. It seems kind of like a proverb. Keep your hand here and go to the book of Proverbs. Find the book of Psalms and then go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs 10:19 says, when there are many words, transgression is unavoidable. But he who restrains his lips is wise. Okay? In other words, don't talk too much. When you talk too much, you get yourself in trouble. Okay? So, where there are many words, transgression is unavoidable. But he who restrains his lips is wise. Look at Proverbs 16:32. So that verse was about the tongue. Here is about anger. Proverbs 16:32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who captures a city. Better to control yourself than to control a city, than control an army. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Look at Proverbs 17, verse 27. He who restrains his words has knowledge, And he who has a cool spirit, excuse me, is a man of understanding. So you go back to James chapter 1, verse 19, and we read, everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. That's a good proverb. That's a very good motto for life. It's one we should strive for. However, in context, I think he has a very specific meaning about this. Okay. The immediate context of verse 19 relates to hearing the Bible. All right. Now, again, remember back in verse 18, you have the word of truth. In verse 21, you have receive the word. In verse 22, you have do the word. Verse 23, you have hear the word. In verse 25, it's called the perfect law. So, although verse 19 is certainly is very good instruction for Christian behavior, we should all guard our tongue and control our temper. Okay, that's part of being a Christ-like person. That is not necessarily what he's referring to in verse 19. When he says, but everyone is to be quick to hear, I believe he's talking about quick to hear the word of God, because that is the surrounding context. You know that you're, so verse 19 says, you know this, brethren, that you were brought forth by the word of truth. But everyone must be quick to hear what? The word of truth. Slow to argue with the word of truth and slow to anger against the word of truth. We are, to grow as a Christian, we need to hear God's word. We must be quick to listen to it. When we are not eager to listen to the word, it stunts our spiritual growth. Be quick to hear the word of truth. Be quick to hear the word implanted. Verse 23, for if anyone is a hearer of the word, we need to hear the word of truth. Be quick to seize any opportunity to be exposed to the scriptures. It's how we grow. It's how we got born again. It's how we live born again. Be quick to embrace the scriptures. Certainly, you're fulfilling that this morning. Thank you for doing that. But how many other places could you be eager to receive the word? You need to make it available. You need to listen. You need to spend time in it. You need to read it daily. You need to listen to it. The Bible often talks about hearing the word instead of reading the word because, as you know, they didn't have copies of the word like we do. But it's kind of ironic to me, I guess, that the early church didn't have a written copy of the word. Well, yes, they did. One that would be hand-copied and given to a church, and they would read. But the average person at the beginning did not have a copy of the Bible in their house, so they went to church to hear it. That's why Paul tells Timothy in the early church, give attention to the reading of Scripture. So you've come to hear it. So we went from the early church not having a Bible to read. They only could hear it, to mostly thankful to the reformers, to the Reformation, each of us having a Bible in our own language that we can read. But now we've gone past to where we don't actually read it. We hear it again. Right? It's on your phone. It's on an app. Whatever. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying we see here the progression of time. I try not to let my old age prejudices come out. But I truly think the experience is different when you read it. I really do. And I've shared this before. I'll share it again. It's really great when you read it out loud because you're reading it and you're hearing it. Right? But we need to hear or read the Word of God. As you read or as you hear the word, you must not be quick to impose your own thoughts. Now again, look at verse 19. Where do I get that? Look, verse 19. But everyone must be quick to hear the word of God and slow to speak. In other words, don't be so quick to say, I don't like what it's telling me. I don't think it is with the times. You want to argue with the word. Don't be slow to speak. Don't be so quick to take offense. Instead of disagreeing, you should be considering it. Don't be so quick to impose your own thoughts on it. Let the word speak. And slow to anger. Don't get mad with what you hear or what you read. Verse 20, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. If you reject what the scripture is teaching and you get mad about it, you get angry about it, then you are rejecting the very righteousness of God. So to grow as a Christian, you need to hear God's word. But he doesn't stop there. Verse 21. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all the remains of wickedness, in humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. So again, God saves us through the word. The word brings forth fruit in our lives. It's implanted. That's how we are saved. To grow as a Christian, you need to receive God's word. So not just hear it, not just read it, but verse 21, receive it. Look, in humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. Just as God gave a baby a hunger for milk, he gives to the new believer a hunger for the word. 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. So many people feel that they're stunted in their Christian growth. Why would that be? You start with not paying enough attention to the Bible. To receive the word takes hearing to the next level. To receive the word takes hearing to the next level. To receive means to take it in, to take it a step further than just hearing it. We all hear things we don't necessarily believe, right? But here we're hearing the word of God and we're believing it. We're receiving it. We're accepting it. We must if we want to grow. So again, verse 21, in humility receive the word. Humility implies teachable. Be teachable. Don't be so quick to write it off. Don't be so proud as to say, you know, that offends me. Listen to it. What is it saying? We humbly allow it to replace those sinful acts and attitudes. The humble acceptance of the Word of God saves us from the destructive power of our own sinfulness. In humility, receive the word. Verse 21. James believed, and the Bible teaches, that Scripture is understandable and applicable. You can understand it. You can receive it. That it reveals matters upon which the readers should take action. You need to hear the word of God if you want to grow as a Christian. You need to receive the word of God if you want to grow as a Christian. But there's a third step, and this is where it is often a stumbling block. To grow as a Christian, you need to obey God's word. To go as a Christian, you need to obey God's word. Verse 22. But prove yourselves doers of the word, Now you've heard it already, verse 19, and you've received it in verse 21. Now you need to do it. But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who are fooling themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But the one who looks intently at the perfect law, that's the Bible, the scriptures, the law of liberty, the law that sets us free from sin, and abides by it, not having a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. To grow as a Christian, you need to obey God's word. Too many people treat the Bible like they're auditing a class. They're listening in, but they aren't doing the work. They're listening in, but they aren't doing the work. When it comes to the word, we can either deceive ourselves or bless ourselves. Look at verse 22. But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. So we have two options here. We can deceive ourselves, or verse 25, at the end, this man will be blessed in what he does. We can bless ourselves. You can come and hear the word of God preached for years. And you can even say, I believe what the preacher's saying, or my Sunday school teacher, or whoever I'm listening to. I hear him preach the word of God. I believe what he's saying, but I just never get around to actually doing it. And then you wonder, why haven't I grown? Why doesn't this faith work for me? The difference is obedience. The difference is obedience. The man who looks into a mirror, is the believer who looks into the word. The first man, again, verses 22 through 24, he observes, but he goes away and forgets. He's looked into the word. He's seen what needs to be addressed. But then he forgets about it. The second man looks, lingers, acts upon it, right? If I hear the word of God and do not do what it says, I am treating it as useless. If I hear the word of God and I do not do what it says, I'm treating it as if useless. What good is a mirror if I don't make adjustments by what I see in the mirror? Right? When I look in the mirror of the word of God, I should see two things: my sinfulness and Christ's righteousness. That gets us back to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. I look into the mirror, and yes, I see my sinfulness. I acknowledge my sinfulness. I acknowledge my need to change, that I've been disobedient, that I'm deluding myself. But when I look at Jesus and see his righteousness, and know what he did for me, and know that he's given me the Holy Spirit, and that through the Spirit, I don't have to sin. Through the Spirit, I can live the Christ-like life. I'll find myself, little by little, being changed into the image of Christ. Or I can just ignore everything I hear and read and forget about it, and then wonder, why haven't I ever grown in the faith? Sanctification is the process by which God changes us into the image of Christ. God uses his word to change us into Christ's image. To ignore the Bible is to stunt your own spiritual development. Let's pray. Now, Lord, we are a blessed generation. Now, I realize that there are still to this day people around the world who do not have a copy of the Bible. I know that there are nations to this day that it's illegal to own a copy of the Bible, that to have a copy of the Bible or even a page can put you in jail and in extreme cases put you to death. Lord, that's not our problem. Based upon the level of obedience I see, we apparently have too many Bibles. Because people are not doing anything about it. Lord, you've given us these tools. You've given us your very word that you've allowed us. Again, I realize not all people can read at the same level. And some people struggle with reading. And hearing it is a better option. I understand that. But you've given us the ability to read and understand. But yet we seem often to walk away unchanged. Lord, I pray you'd forgive us. God, reveal yourself to us through your word. Amen.